The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. And today's topic, questions and answers. We answer your questions that come to our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Place your question there and we'll try to get an answer. And every Sunday morning before we go into the questions and answer sessions, we'd also like to talk about what happened this week in the market, kind of recap. And I want to just recap, try to give you some insight to what's going on and try to help you become a better investor. So the market has been, well, to recap this week, not a very good one, okay? A lot more downside for the last couple weeks, September. Well, we came in the first couple days of September, following through in August, setting records and everything's fine. And from there, about middle of September, September 11th, you kind of feel like the sea changed a little bit. A lot of things have kind of popped up all at once. One is the stimulus that thought would happen to help out a lot of businesses and individuals has not happened yet. Late August, a lot of people thought, oh, for sure, they're just kind of bickering and, you know, trying to play the position both sides. And that something would come out. And here we are still stuck and still people haven't hurting, especially those tied to the service industry. Those tied to the service industry, gosh, you think about hotels, restaurants, you know, all those workers are still hurting, unfortunately. So the market's not liking that. We're not able to get a stimulus bill through. Also, they're not liking the virus spread, and who would like that? This continues to haunt us. Again, here in the U.S., infection's still kind of moderating to the downside a bit. But over in Europe, especially UK, we're finding a lot more cases. They're talking about another national lockdown, shutdown. And this thing is just so hideous. So as we want to brush this aside and say, hey, we're over with this thing and let's kind of move on with our lives, you know, here it is kind of, again, we can't call it a second wave yet, but certainly this thing is going to be in our life for some time. Once we get a vaccination, which I hope is very soon, there'll have to be time for acceptance. A lot of people in the polls show they don't want to take the vaccination. And to get this herd immunity, so to speak, we need a lot of people, tens of millions of people to take this vaccination. So we're going to be with this thing for some time, I guess. And the expectation is it keeps on kicking the can down the road, and that's what's getting the markets and investors and, again, just us in general not liking what's happening with the virus. And then you throw in a little election uncertainty for the full trifecta, and this is what you get. You get yourself a very choppy market, very market. Sorry, there was Alexa talking to me as well. If you have Alexa at home, you got to turn her off if you want to talk because she thinks you're talking to her. So this week, again, we looked at Monday, came in at one point. The Dow was down over 1,000 points. It kind of felt like a win at the end of Monday when the Dow was only down 500 points, but we know that's a loss also. But then we got our rally caps on. We had a turnaround Tuesday. Dun, dun, dun. I love those turnaround Tuesdays. They happen so often where the market lifted, which was nice. Then we had Wednesday, which turned into a wicked Wednesday. Dow Jones Industrial Average down over 525 points. The NASDAQ down over 300 points. Probably of all the days this week, that was the worst of it. Thursday, well, I call that tumultuous. Tumultuous Thursday because we were up, down, right, center, all over the place. And a lot of that was a guessing game whether or not we're getting a stimulus. Early on, there was some talk of a stimulus coming together, some type of plan coming together, that is, some type of compromise, and market would rally. And then later today, we'd hear there is no deal or there is no way to put this thing together, and the market would sell off and bouncing back and forth. Ended up on the upside. But again, we had very tumultuous, not only tumultuous Thursday, we had a tumultuous week. And you can understand that with everything going on between the virus spread, the stimulus bill being installed, and the election uncertainty. So that was our week, by the way. It wasn't a very good one. That's down 3 weeks down in a row. And you kind of get the markets kind of streaky. Like in August, by the way, there was only four down days the entire month. Four down days. That's it. Most of August was setting records. September, first couple of days, looked like August. And then from there, didn't look like August at all. And the funny thing about the market, as I was just saying, it was very streaky. Think about like a basketball team that gets on a groove like in August. And they win night after night. They're, you know, 12, 14 games. They win in a row. row. And then you find a team that can't get out of its own way. I won't name those sports teams here in the New York area, like Jets, Giants. I just did. I'm sorry. But you find some teams that just can't find a way to win. That's where the market feels right now. But again, it's very streaky. And for you as an investor, we don't want you to get caught up in the emotions. If you have long-term goals, this too shall pass. But again, there's nothing wrong with setting records in August. We spoke about this right here, incrementally taking some gains, otherwise known as rebalancing. And then as we get, again, we have a big downside, a big whoosh to the downside, those chips that you took off the table in August, maybe add incrementally, again, not trying to time the market, everything done incrementally, you go back and buy some. So that's kind of, you know, the way most investors should approach this is that we have volatility. You can either make it your friend or make it your foe. Don't want to sell when way, 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 way down. Think about when we're setting records and everything's frothy and everything's wonderful, not a bad time to take some profits. And everything looks awful, usually speaking, not a bad time to be adding to your investments. So let's jump right into questions and answers. Today's topic, if you're just tuning in, is GPS for Your Finances. We're with you every Sunday morning on Mahoney Asset Management, presented by, and Ken Mahoney here with you, every Sunday morning at 6 a.m., of course, at 6:30. Casey comes on. So from 6 to 7, we're going to try to call it the happy, healthy, wise hour. Try to make it happy, healthy, and wise. First question that comes up for today is the markets and election. We've had a lot of questions about this, of course. What do you think the market's going to do around the election? How will the election impact the markets? Should I sell everything before the elections? So many different permutations of this question, and I'll just kind of jump right in. In general, our founding fathers set up a lot of checks and balances, right? Judicial branch, executive branch, you know, legislative branch, which is Congress, and to have checks and balances so we would fight. Maybe not the way we're fighting now on social media, not punching each other and everything like that, but more like kind of have an argument, so to speak. And again, if you look in the past, though, we've had some good bills that passed from both chambers. That is a bipartisan bill. What the market, I think, would be worried about is the so-called blue wave, quite frankly, where the Democrats are already going to have the House. That's pretty much a moot point. But they turn the Senate over to Democrats and then have the executive branch, that of President Biden. And then there's no checks and balances, very little checks and balances, and maybe some of these $3, $4, $5 trillion bills get out there. Now, again, don't hit me in the head because I'm independent. I'm not trying to take either side. On the other side, of course, would be Trump and kind of what we've seen already. Generally speaking, favoring investors where Biden's already talked about higher taxes, higher regulation. But of course, with Trump, you also get the kind of manic kind of craziness around China. And, you know, there's a lot of trade war concerns and so forth. So, but in general, our founding fathers, if they were sitting here today, they would say, gee, you know, we would like kind of a balance of power. Maybe the Senate hold on to Republicans, Democrats hold on to the House, and whatever happens to presidency, and we'd have those checks and balances. We'll be right back right after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes that you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. I can smell the coffee, got the tea going. So you just heard from our friend Mike Bannon, offer my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. That book is for free for the first 20 callers. I know you can do it. The early bird gets the worm. Here we go, 845-371-0101. Not Your Father's Retirement. We kind of get that. My father worked at Local 38. Unfortunately, he passed away some time ago. But again, he had a pension, an annuity, healthcare, vision, dental, mental, everything. You can think it all. We don't have, a lot of people don't have that, especially if you're tuning in right now. We have to kind of put together our own retirement program, put money away through 401k plans, 403b plans, hopefully build a nice big lump sum, and then draw from it just like a pension. So it's Not Your Father's Retirement. This book's for free. The first 20 calls, 845 877-371-0101. And since it's an election theme here, it seems Sunday morning and for the next couple weeks anyway, we actually put a book together, an ebook, 10 Things to Know Before the Election. So as you call in, 845-371-0101, ask for that book as well. So 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. But the book, Not Your Father's Retirement, covers it all. And if you want a little bit more to know about the election, election history, kind of thoughts about November 3rd, November 4th, call our office, 845-371-0101. And we'll be with you every Sunday morning here. Stay tuned for the Casey Show, Health and Happiness Show, coming up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, we're going to try to make it healthy, wealthy, the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index morning report around 8:25 after the traffic. So on the famous Mike and Casey Show, around 8:25, I'm going to tell you about what's going on with the national news, the Dow Jones, S&P, NASDAQ, and so forth. And around 5:15 on the way home on the Andy Bale Show, well, we'll get you covered there as well. Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management also is going to tell you about the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, local Hudson Valley business news, the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you. So all that there. For more information about what we do at Mahoney Asset Management, check out MahoneyGPS.com. MahoneyGPS.com. Before the break, we're talking about the election and the craziness and everything, and it may even get even crazier. It is a possibility that on November 4th, when we wake up, assuming that we went to sleep on November 3rd, that there's not enough electoral votes to go around, that we don't have a president-elect, and that we have to wait some weeks like we did in 2000. That's what a lot of people are talking about. It's a very distinct possibility. And then how that would go from there. So the uncertainty is not only about the election uncertainty, who wins, and that's a biggie, whether the Senate flips to Democrats or is held by Republicans, whether Trump gets reelected or now Biden comes in. The House pretty much is pretty expected to stay Democrats, but all the other things are very close, and you know, who knows. But on November 4th, it's very possible that we may have, may not have a president-elect. And then from there, going court state by state. Remember, every state has a different way to vote, and that's kind of messy in itself. So we have to watch this very closely. Eventually, we will have a president, I'm sure, installed by January 20th. But for a couple of weeks there, you know, expect some added volatility to the markets. Now, the market knows this is a possibility. This is not something that's a secret, that we may wake up November 4th without a president-elect. But it's something to kind of keep your eye on. Do you sell all your stocks? No. Do you get aggressive buying? No. But, you know, just keep your emotions in check. This is going to be a very historic election and a very volatile election at that. Next question on today's topic, questions and answers, has to do about August setting records. How can we go from setting records in August to now September falling apart? Well, I'm not sure if we're falling apart, but look, back in August, you know, we were saying how frothy things got. It's not that easy. And that's supposed to be like Robin Hood traders, young traders, so to speak, where you're trading on one hand, making money, and on the other hand, you're playing the Xbox. And look, Mom, no hands, I make money. We know the market, it's a bronco, right? It's always trying to knock you off. And September is definitely trying to knock you off your long-term goals. That this is what it does. And so August was very unusual, very unusual. I mean, the last time I think of an August, to tell you the truth, August 2020, was probably something like late 1999, when technology stocks were going crazy, up every day. You can almost set your watch to it, that we'd end up 300 or 400 or 500 Dow Jones points. But that's unusual, okay? The market doesn't generally just go up every day and in months only lose ground on 4 days. But that's what happened in August. And at that time in August, we had a lot of things. Again, we had the leadership in the FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Google. We had stock splits by Tesla and Apple. Again, when I mention these names, these are just examples, not telling you about any of these stocks. But that's kind of got people very excited. Wow, Tesla's going to split their stock 5-for-1. Oh, Apple's going to split their stock 4-for-1. Technology-led. Now, why is technology-led? A lot of revenue is going there. Why? Well, we're at a kind of a work-from-home economy, remote economy. There's going to be more people using Zoom type of technologies, Google Suites, Microsoft, all these things to try to connect, FaceTime. You know, we're now, because of the pandemic, all these technology companies, those with the cloud, artificial intelligence, robotics, you name all the different areas of technology, have boomed because of this. And I kind of think, like, right now in the year 2020, we've actually fast-forwarded like the Jetsons. Bzzz, me, George, remember that? Be George Jetson. And here we are, 2025, 2025, And that's what it looks like. It looks like we're working from home sometimes. We're doing this. Kids are working, learning from school. They're also going in school. Companies like retailers are really devastated. Malls, not so prominent. Staffing or staff buildings don't need to be so occupied. And look, this virus basically brought us to the year 2025 with artificial intelligence. The cloud companies that operate in the cloud, and a lot of people, you know, now working from home, had all these different security measures and network security, and all the money going to technology, favorite technology stocks so far through 2020. Now, again, they didn't wake up one morning and say, gee, I hope we have a pandemic and we're going to get more market share. But that's exactly what happened from schools, universities, home use, personal use, business use, all this digitalization is all happening all at the same time as if we're in the year 2025. So those industries that were leaning and growing anyway before the pandemic, well, here we are in 2025. They're actually grown and taking on more market share. Those companies or industries that were kind of wobbly before the pandemic, well, that pushed them to 2025 also. Many of those companies now, unfortunately, retailers, for most part, have declared bankruptcy, Chapter 11, Chapter 9s, all those type of things. So that's what happened when we had the pandemic. And we'll be right back, right after these messages on the GPS for your finances. We'll be right back.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, questions and answers. And we have a lot of great questions we're going over. But before that, you heard my friend Mike Bennett talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. That book is for free for the first 20 calls. Early bird gets the worm. Here we go, 845-371-0101. Get a pen and paper together. It sells on Barnes & Noble and Amazon for $17.99, but you can get this valuable book for free. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. So pick up the phone, call us, 845-371-0101. And of course, the election is on everybody's mind. Actually, we're all getting sick of it, but I put out together 10 Things to Know Before the Election ebook. So if you like that along with your Not Your Father's Retirement, when you leave a message, let us know, and we'll also get that out to you as well. So 845-371-0101, Not Your Father's Retirement, and the ebook, 10 Things to Know Before the Election. As I mentioned, it sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. Early bird gets the worm. Here we go. One last time, 845-371-0101. 0101. Stay tuned. Right after us, we have Casey's show, the Health and Happiness show, coming up next. So Sunday morning from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., we're going to try and make you healthy, wealthy, wise. The Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. How do you like that? And of course, I give the Hudson Valley Index report every morning around 8:25, right after the traffic on the famous Mike and Casey show. And then at 5:15 on the Andy Bale show, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management. He'll give the national business news, the indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, the local business news, the Hudson Valley news, that is, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you to compare the Hudson Valley, what's happening out there, and the national news. So we got you covered Monday through Friday. Saturday, we take a break off, and every Sunday morning, we're here with you to present at GPS for Your Finances. Here we go. Questions and answers. Next question. My son made big money, now lost a lot of money in the market. How can I help? Well, a lot of things to say there. First off, you probably should have an investment policy statement. So, whoa, that's for institutions. Whoa. But investment policy statement, again, maybe not so formal, but your son should draw up some type of rules. Let's call this, simplify the investment policy statement. That's very jargon. And call it rules. What are the rules of investing? Okay, no more than 10%. I'm sure, again, I don't know the whole details, but a lot of these young folks that are investing, trading, actually more trading, speculative trading, through Robinhood and other platforms, they get a bad name. Look, we were all young once too, made mistakes. But they should make some rules up, like no more than 10% in one investment. I would guess that maybe this person made a big hit with something and they had maybe 30, 40, 50% of portfolio in one individual stock. And then when that stock came down or stocks came down, now the unfortunately son's taking a licking. So maybe, again, not only for the question and answer here, but also you should think that you should have some rules. And we set up rules in Mahoney Asset Management. We work with clients too. Perhaps we have like no more than 10% as an example of any security, diversification, using, again, so it's very easy to buy a stock, I feel. Like Uncle Joe can tell you about a stock. Your barber can tell you about a stock. Someone on CNBC can tell you about a stock. When you read something over the weekend, give you some great stock ideas. So it's very easy to buy. What I find with people who have trouble in this question, my son made big money, now lost a lot. Well, what I see is people don't have a sell discipline. So as I mentioned, very easy to buy something. A lot of good ideas floating around there. But you know, maybe you should use a stop loss order. What is a stop loss order? Let's say you buy a stock at $100 a share. You could put a stop loss order at 90. If it goes at 90, like a circuit breaker, it breaks and you lose 10%. Not fun, but a lot better than a lot of people who buy something at 100, watch it go down. Watch it. It's 80, it's 60. Oh, it'll come back. It's 50, it's 40. Have you ever heard anything like this? So one thing to do to try to make money in the market over the long term is have some type of discipline, and that is the sell discipline. Now, that same example, that stock went from 100 to 110. Now you can raise your stop to 100. Now you break even. Stock goes to 120. Now you raise your stop to 110. What they call a trailing stop loss. Order. Again, I don't know your son's situation, and I'm trying to extrapolate this question and for others to kind of think about it. So when you buy a stock, typically you should consider putting a stop loss order, either a mental one, then you make a decision at a certain price, or a physical one where you actually put in with your broker. Does this get you out of trouble all the time? No. Sometimes you get stopped out of a stock and the market rallies. You say, oh my God, I don't have the stock anymore. And it frustrates people. But you need to have some type of sell discipline. What really separates a professional investor, like a mutual fund manager, a hedge fund manager, you know, someone that's running a pension, versus individuals, is that they do have this sell discipline, some type of discipline. So again, the question is, if my son made big money, now lost a lot, how can I help? Well, again, hopefully you're paying attention here this morning, you're listening, to have some rules, set up some basic rules, like, okay, so no more than 10% in one stock, no more, let's say, 25% in one industry. When I buy a stock, I set a stop loss order or potential stop loss order. When I buy a stock, I buy incrementally, I sell incrementally. It's not all or none. You know, these type of rules keep you out of trouble, but be disciplined. Even at times, look at it and say, but again, if you think about those who invest and do very well in the market, they tend to do what? They tend to cut their losses very quickly. They get into something that doesn't work, get out. They don't sit there and hang on for years and years and years, take a trade into an investment. Also, those people who do very well in investments, they tend to stay with the winners. Again, very easy to say. Stay with your winners as long as you can. Cut your losses as quickly as possible. Easy to say, sometimes hard to implement. Well, if you're just tuning in, you listen to a GPS for Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. You can find us on the web at MahoneyGPS.com. Today's topic, questions and answers. Your questions, and I hope I have good answers for you. Here's another question. I've read where Robinhood traders are pushing the market around. Not so. I mean, they're making a lot of noise on the social media. Remember, this market is multi-trillion dollar market. A lot of institutions, hedge funds, to me, if they're going to push anything around, it would be those type of companies. But the Robinhood traders are definitely around. They're very speculative. They came to life, it feels, around Kodak, a company that was kind of left for dead for some time and speculated. And some companies are going bankrupt and the stock's going up. And you realize, Robinhood traders were buying and selling those type of things. So Robinhood traders, look, we were young once at one point, but we didn't have the technology. We had to call our broker, wait for a broker to call us back, charge $200 for the execution and all these crazy things. We're now just a quick little mobile phone, click, click, click. Someone's buying and selling. But that technology cuts both ways. Great for information, but cuts the other way. That makes it so easy and these people need to be trained. So Robinhood traders, they're out there. You may know some of them. I don't want to, again, put them down, because they're all going to learn through Wall Street tuition from losing money, and that's how that all works. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's session of GPS for Your Finances. Until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to a GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.